بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أحسن القائل إن لله عبادا فطنا طلقوا الدنيا وخافوا الفتنة إلى آخره. We read yesterday the foreword of the kitab which we are still busy with, and the purpose for which this kitab was written, that we, as we read the kitab, we prepare ourselves also for the akhirah. From the ayat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that Allah has not created us but for the sake of Allah's worship, Allah's ibadah. And that is why we are here. And dunya's things we have to do, but a Muslim does it with the correct intention and in the correct way, then it does not even remain dunya for him, that also becomes his deen. So fully and totally we have to live according to deen, and we have to bring the commandments of deen in all our lives, our business, our home, everything, our personal life. Deen governs us and we have to follow deen. So we read the ayat yesterday where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explained those people who just make this dunya their object, which are the non-believers. They don't believe in the akhirat, they don't believe in accountability to Allah ta'ala, so they only live for this dunya, and what the result of that is, everything is destroyed. They find that they've got absolutely nothing, and that becomes completely clear to every person upon his mort when he will see that everything is left behind here. And especially for a non-believer who did not even have iman, he did not prepare anything for the akhirat. Similarly, he quotes a very beautiful poem, yeah, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, and this poem, there is a lesson for us in there also. He says that inna lillahi ibadan futana, that Allah Ta'ala has got some chosen servants of his, which are usually very few. And this is also an important point, that we usually like to be with the majority. So on one occasion, a person was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, and he was making dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleel, oh Allah, make me amongst the few. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard it and asked, what is this dua that you are making dua that I must make you, Allah must make you amongst the few? So he told that, didn't you read in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, there are very few from you who make shukr. قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ, very few from you bring iman. So always the right is with the few. We usually think of the majority, and that the majority is in the right, but that is in most cases the vast majority of the people of the world are non-believers. So the right is not with them. And then amongst the Muslims, the vast majority are also far from deen. So the truth and the right action is not with them also. Always it is the few people. So Allah has got few of his chosen servants who are the futana, who are the real intelligent people. Unfortunately today, a person who goes ahead in dunya and makes a lot of dunya, we say he's a very clever person, he's a very intelligent person. Or a person who made some scientific discovery, etc., we call him very clever. In fact, so we go to this extent that a person who earns and does things in a haram way, we call him also intelligent, whereas that is a shrewd person. A person who does people down with his fancy stories, etc., extracts money from them, we say he's a very clever person. He's not clever at all. He's a shrewd person. And the true intelligent people are those who keep their eyes on the akhirah and the real life, the eternal life forever and ever, and the life where the enjoyment cannot be measured in this world, and the life where the torture and azab cannot be measured also in this world. So a person who prepares for that is really the intelligent. Then amongst them, the Muslims, and even the non-Muslims, even perhaps animals, all know that we have to die. But just knowing to die is not also sufficient. every day isn't a person in the world who will say, I'm not going to die, or death is not a possibility. Everyone knows. But the real intelligent are who consider that life at mort, how mort comes to a person. In the qabr, what will be a person's life? On the day of Qiyamah, that is an intelligent person to that level. And then the one who actually prepares for that life. In this world, he doesn't succumb to the temptations of this world or the fears this world puts into a person. If you don't earn, what will happen? You don't take out insurance, what will happen to you? Your family, if you don't have medical aid, what will happen to you? That is, these people don't think of that, the real intelligent. All these fears which the world puts into a person. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say in his tahajjud time that on this dunya you come with your temptations, you won't be able to fool me. You put all fears into me, you won't be able to make me frightened. A person, these are the intelligent people who know Allah and have got contact with Allah ta'ala. So what was the result? طَلَّقَ الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُ الْفِتَنَا. They, so to say, divorced this dunya. They had nothing to do with this dunya. Neither the adaptations of this dunya, neither the comfort and enjoyment of this dunya, neither the fear which this dunya puts into a person, that if your children don't get secular education, what will happen to them? And secular, actually, it's a synonym of atheism. Secularism is atheism. Any government that is secular, any education which is secular, means that which is minus Allah Ta'ala. That is what is called secular, and the hard word, that's a soft word which everyone agrees with. But the hard word is atheism. That minus Allah, it is atheism. So they don't fear for all these things. Their eyes are on Allah Ta'ala. So وَخَافُ الْفِتَنَا, and they fear the fitna, the temptations of this world. And the worst temptation is not only which comes in lot of money, in woman, in the enjoyments of this world, but the real fitna is that a person gets afraid, what will happen to me, what will happen to my children if I don't have insurance, if I don't have medical aid, if I don't have this. They fear, that is what they fear. Inshallah, we leave it till there. So this dunya is a very temporary abode, and a person of intelligence keeps his eyes on that eternal life in the akhirah. That what will happen to me when cross examination will take place by Allah alone, and Allah will know everything of a person, and a person will be questioned by Allah. What will happen to me after that? That is what is an intelligent person, and what we have to prepare for. And this kitab is here to prepare us for that. Not just to increase our knowledge, or just for barakat that we listen to hadith, which is mubarak. But the real thing is to prepare. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.